AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli airstrikes killed 15 Palestinians in Gaza this morning, while a hospital in the territory says another 20 people died in shootings while seeking aid. But Mike Heppen reports there's movement on peace talks.
Hamas has issued a statement saying it has given a, quote, positive response to President Trump's proposal for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. However, it didn't say it has accepted the proposal, only saying further talks are needed on implementation. Hamas has been seeking guarantees that the initial truce would lead to a total end to the war. Trump has been pushing hard for a deal to be reached. Next week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to visit the White House to discuss a deal with President Trump. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russia launched some 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight, the largest aerial assault since the war began. The capital, Kyiv, was the primary target. Authorities report one person killed and at least 26 people, including a child, were injured. Hours after the barrage, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he had a productive phone call with President Trump and agreed their teams would discuss increasing Ukraine's air defense and joint weapons production. President Trump signed his signature bill of tax and spending cuts at the White House 4th of July picnic, touting what he says it'll do.
After this kicks in, our country is going to be a rocket ship.
The legislation extends Trump's 2017 tax cuts, provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement, and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion. Congress's nonpartisan scorekeeper projects nearly 12 million more people will lose health insurance under the law. And in the Texas Hill Country, at least 13 people are now known to be dead, while more than 20 are unaccounted for after months' worth of heavy rain fell in just a few hours overnight. In New Jersey, thunderstorms blamed for at least 3 deaths. This is AP News. Joey Chestnut's back.
I love pushing myself and beating the heck out of people.
Famed competitive eater Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest after skipping last year's event. Contest host George Shea.
Shy of a god, perhaps, but more of than a man. With 70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
The 41-year-old secured his record 17th mustard belt in 20 appearances before cheering fans at Coney Island in Brooklyn.
I was excited. I love being here. And, I wish I had ate a couple more.
He had missed the 2024 competition over a contract dispute involving a deal he had struck with a competing brand. Mickey Sudo won her 11th title in the women's division with 33.
The hot dogs were great. The weather's beautiful. The crowd had me going.
Sound courtesy of ESPN. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More stories at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.